When the U.S. House and Senate passed the omnibus spending bill 2 weeks ago, they did more than just approve a 5% federal spending increase for 2016. Included in the legislation Congress passed was a provision that lifted a decades-old ban on exporting crude oil from the United States. Just how much that measure will help Utah's oil drilling industry has yet to be seen. Utah's oil and gas wells are found predominantly in Uinta, Duchesne, and Carbon counties. Logan Republican State Senator Lyle Hilliard says that current market prices for crude oil may limit the benefits of allowing exportation.
The problem isn't so much the market producing more, it's trying to get the permits to do more drilling and to open up more access. As long as the oil gas prices are so low, it's just not worth it. I understand out in the basin, they have some type of tar in their oil. And so when oil is selling for, I'm just going to use this for illustration purposes, for $90 a barrel, the vernal oil, the base oil, only sells for like $70 because it's so much more expensive to refine it.
Hilliard says that he has asked state legislative staff to research the impact that allowing exportation could have on the state budget. According to a recent Utah State Tax Commission report, revenue from the state motor fuel tax increased nearly 22%. Since last year. The Beehive State ranks 11th among states in crude oil production. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.